Pope Benedict XVI announced today that he is sending a special envoy to Peru, Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone.
In questi giorni, il nostro pensiero e la nostra preghiera sono costantemente rivolti alla popolazione di Peru.
In comments following the Sunday Angelus, the Holy Father said that the prayers of the entire church were with the population of Peru, hit by a devastating magnitude 8 earthquake earlier this week.
Per I numerosi defunti,
from the courtyard of the papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo, the Pope invoked the peace of our Lord on the numerous victims and countless injured, and then told the thousands left homeless and in miserable conditions by the disaster that the Church is with them, both spiritually and materially.
La Chiesa è con voi.
My Secretary of State, he said, who has long expressed his desire to visit Peru, will leave for South America within the next few days to be a witness of my solidarity and the concrete aid of the Holy See. On Sunday, Cardinal Bertone was in the Italian summer resort of Rimini on the peninsula's Adriatic coast to celebrate Mass opening the 28th edition of the Rimini meeting for friendship among peoples. Speaking after the Angelus, Pope Benedict sent his greetings to participants in the week-long event, this year centred on the theme of truth as our common destiny.
Stamani si è aperto a Rimini il meeting per l'amicizia tra I popoli.
The Holy Father said he would pray that the meeting be an occasion for reflection and the healthy exchange of ideas and opinion so that mankind's primary vocation be realized, the search for truth, and therefore the search for God. The Rimini meeting is organized by the lay Catholic organization Communion and Liberation, and over the course of its history it has become an international gathering of men and women, young and old, in search of a platform for dialogue and reflection on the place and importance of faith in society. Spokesperson for C&L, Marco Bardazzi, says that in society, truth is too often manipulated by subjective needs.
The destiny of this word, truth itself, it's kind of obscure for many of us because we think of an interpretation where we think about truth. So we will try to go a little bit deeper into the meaning of the word truth through 118 conferences with 400 speakers from all around the world.
Impegnarsi senza compromessi per la verità.
Truth was also the central theme of Pope Benedict XVI's reflections on this Sunday's liturgy. The Holy Father said that those who intend to follow Christ and to commit themselves without compromise to his truth need to realize that they will meet with opposition and will become, despite their best efforts, a sign of division between people, even at times within their own families. Christ, he said, came among us to bring peace, but his peace is not synonymous with an absence of conflict. On the contrary, Christ's peace is the result of a constant battle against evil. Love for our parents is a sacred commandment, continued the Pope. But for this love to be authentic, it cannot go against our love for God and for his Son. Thus, Christians are called to be instruments of God's love and peace, not an inconsistent and apparent peace, but a peace that is real and that is pursued with courage and determination each and every day, so that good prevails over evil.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Finally, Pope Benedict invoked the blessings of the Virgin Mary upon the pilgrims present beneath his window and on all those watching and listening across the world.
May you and your families experience the Lord's closeness during these summer holidays and respond to his love through deeper prayer and more generous acts of charity. Upon all of you, I invoke Christ's blessings of joy and peace.